Oh yeah. Those guys that I'm leaving behind. Right now, you cannot mess up my day. Let me tell you why. I worked the job basically for 2 years. The job intrigued me by making sure that certain people is, I work for the city, so basically what it was is make sure people don't do harm to innocent victims, basically dragging people in abandoned houses by boarding the houses up. That's what I was doing for 2 whole years. It paid for a lot of things, and plus I felt good because I was helping my community. If I help my community, especially at a 9-to-5, it feels good. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I do it, what it is. Now, I'm jumping straight into the story because you can hear I'm probably driving. I'm jumping straight into the story because of these magic factors right here. The magic factors of I just got laid off. Oh! It was a good thing. I'm laid off until March. Oh! Such a great thing. Let me explain. Okay, so I'm laid off until March and everything else. The record label I'm with told me not too long ago, Fluff, we need more music. What are we going to do? You don't have as much music as certain other people. And I'm like, oh, yo, I got it. I said, what projects are you working on? This job has actually swamped me for a good minute. Let me tell you why. I'm moving back and forth. They work my body out a little bit. Then I get to working out sometimes at work. And you know what I'm saying? You know me, I'm all about some muscles. So, you know. Driving back and forth. And then I stay up late. I basically get up at 6:20. I get up at 6:20. Get ready to roll out. Let me go ahead and explain. Now, guess what time I go to bed? Sometimes at 3 a.m. I go to bed at 3 a.m. Today is one of those days I went to bed at 3 a.m. last night. So, as that happened, Monday and Tuesday is a breeze. I'm good. Wednesday, oh, starting to get to me. Thursday, oh, my body. Friday, oh, man, let me go home. You know what I'm saying? That's how I be feeling. But still, I get through the day. Now, with that being said, how much time do I have for my music? Not that much. How much time do I have for promotion? Not that much. How much time do I have for anything? Not that much. I know that a lot of times DJ Fluff, DJ Fluff 313, usually give you all this advice and different other things and everything else. I'm just letting you know what's going on in my life today. So I'm actually laid off until March. No. That is such a good thing. Let me tell you why. With that being said, just before me being laid off in March, I took work serious, but I didn't take it too serious. So I said, guess what? I have a music video out literally tomorrow. On Thanksgiving, it comes out. I'm thinking about doing it at 12 midnight tonight, so I can go ahead and just pop that on out. And people are just chilling out doing something. You know what I'm saying? It's out, whatever. And, you know what I'm saying? So, that's one thing. I'm also working on another music video, which is Digital Girl, so from my album, Empire Snap the Back. I'm also working on a whole new album at the same time. Also, working on 5 different tracks, and now I moved that up to 9 real soon. Also, I'm producing again. Now, this is all the stuff that really goes on in my life anyway. So, with that just being said, just that little bit, I still am a father, and my son is doing hockey now. So, it's a process of busy as hell. I still have to paint my mom's house too. So, I'm going over there, I'm painting. And you know how much time I have to myself now? Or time to do stuff now? So much. You ever had one of them jobs that you was like, yo, I work all the time, I can't even enjoy the fruits of my labor? That's kind of what was going on. And you know what? And it's cool, because if you really want to know, Pride is kept. I think I'm about to go ahead and spill the beans. I don't think I'm coming back in March. Let me tell you what. It's not their choice. No, they're not firing me. No, nothing like that. I think I need to do my music 100% fully, full time. I am signed to a record label. I'm with a great group. I've been going on tour. I've been doing shows and everything else. But then sometimes I come right back. And I'm always going to be humble. But a lot of times my job, the job, or just regular 9-to-5 work, humbles me a little bit. But also, what I started noticing is a lot of people that's at my job, place of employment, is so happy with just the job that they don't want to do anything else. They don't want to buy a home. The only thing they want to do is get a car. In all this time, all I've seen people do is get a car. That's it. That's a little crazy to me, because that's basically saying, like, hey, whatever, I'm about to just get a new car. Like, get a new... These cars look the same. I'm straight. I don't want it. Do I get me my record car? I'm trying to get some tires fixed, but that's it. That's nothing. But I appreciate what I got, you know what I'm saying, and the blessings I have. And I love this car. And I'm just so happy today to be get laid off. Tonight, I'm literally going to sit up and do nothing. I'm lying. I'm already sitting up and trying to figure out stuff for my music video. I'm getting ready to have the family come over for Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, just to let you know. I'm getting laid off before Thanksgiving. That is good. And a lot of people be like, yo, Fluff, bro, you what you gonna do? I gotta go into that real quick. Let me go into something real quick. I know I was going to go on some Thanksgiving stuff, but it ain't too much to say about Thanksgiving. Family, turkey, pilgrims did us wrong. Ooh, no, can't believe y'all did that to the Indians. That's over. Boom. Okay, that's Thanksgiving in a nutshell. Like it, don't like it, 50-50. There you go. That's it. Now, let me get back into what I'm basically saying before that whole little episode. A lot of people ask me, like, what are you doing? Like, for money. And I need everybody to put their ears in this phone right quick. Let me tell you one magic thing real quick. I don't know if people even understand we have these things. I'm pretty sure they understand we got it. But a lot of people don't understand we got it. It's about the internet. If you have the internet and a little ambition, how the hell are you not making money?
Hit you off with some info. A lot of people,
they do their 9-to-5 thing. That's good. That's cool. Because a lot of people want a security of a check. But also, as you do the security of the check, what's your second plan? I need everybody with their 9-to-5 to literally look around, because if your 9-to-5 stops, that show check is gone. What are you gonna do? You gonna click unemployment and just do nothing? I mean, like, what are you gonna do? Let's get back to it. I got a friend of mine now that literally what he does is go to different dentist offices, doctor offices, this is how they make money, especially off the internet. And he grabs the old magazines. When he grabs these magazines, he takes so many, put them in his car. I'm sorry, I did have to yarn real quick. I've been up all night. Remember I told you that. But he takes so many, put them in his car, go to the crib, package them up, and throw them on eBay. People be wanting them, and he sent them out to them. Why? Because they actually don't want to pay for a prescription. Subscription, whatever the heck it is. Subscription for the purpose of literally clean up. Like, he's a magazine company almost. That's how much money he makes off of it. And that's his only thing. And he does this all the time. He even ride out to other offices and roll out. does it at libraries. He has a thing full of magazines all day long and sell them on eBay. Now, this probably, but so much money out here to really be made. A 9-to-5 is cool, but you know, it ain't really popping like that. I say 9-to-5. You look, you know you're not safe when NASA closed down. If you didn't know by now, sometimes like a certain part of NASA, they fired a lot of people not too long ago. I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago that happened. You're not safe when one day you be like, yeah, I work at what is that, Phoenix University, and you go into the spot that you go into, and they like, no, we ain't opening the building. What do you mean? Yesterday I worked and everybody was saying, see you tomorrow. And they talking about see you next tomorrow. I'm like, bro, it's not going down. Everybody fired. So just remind yourself that you can be fired. And I am free. I am about to venture off in all types of money legal adventures. Sometimes you say money adventures and people first thing they think is, oh, he about to sell some drugs. No, that's so old. No, I'm straight. How the heck am I supposed to still get highs and I don't even get high? Like, come on. I'm high off music, a little high off life, but sometimes that high off life can be very disappointing. I guess you get a dud every now and then. So, I guess just high off music. I think I'm good. Yeah, man. I just had to really come and chit-chat and come through with DJ Fluff 313 Perfect Moments. This is a perfect moment. I'm basically free. free. And right at Thanksgiving. So, I guess today I'm going home, cleaning up a little bit more. Vacuuming the floor, cleaning the bathroom, you know. Now, I'll probably throw some clothes in the washer for a hot second. Throw them in the dryer, throw them on up. And, watch YouTube just for the day. Tomorrow, do my Thanksgiving thing. Friday, I don't really like Black Friday like that, or whatever you want to call it, or something. But I guess I'll probably search for my mom's TV, and that's it. Like, anything else for Black Friday? I'm blessed in so many ways. Do you know what I want for Christmas? I'm gonna just say that for the next episode. What did DJ Fluff want for Christmas, and what did he want now? Next episode, DJ Fluff Perfect Moments, or DJ Fluff 313 Perfect Moments. Look at that, y'all got me out here so sleepy that I literally forget my own title of my show. This is funny. I will definitely see you guys. I guess in a minute. We'll talk to you guys in a second. Please, if you have a chance, check out the video on Nobody tomorrow. On Nobody, it's coming out on Thanksgiving. That's the name of it, DJ Fluff 313 on Nobody. It's basically a workout video, but it's my music video. So it's gonna be cool, pretty cool. It's basically saying, like, the reason why it's called On Nobody is a lot of people, like, literally 70%, statistics say 70% of people, that's a large statistic, literally don't do stuff or don't succeed with anything. Because they're waiting on something or somebody. That's bad. Wait on nobody. Get it done. You know, hold on. Let me explain this a little bit. I know going into a whole other conversation. But, ladies, I love y'all. But I'm going to have to bash you just a little bit. Just a little bit. I love you. I swear I do. I love you. Oh, we couldn't make it without you. Okay, with that being said, let me bash you real quick. Right upside the head, let me tell you. If another woman says, I'm about to go to the gym and then go buy all these gym outfits and all this stuff and then say, Jugu, man, I'm tired. I don't even got to go to the gym no more. I'm tired. Or either, oh, yeah, this look cute. I'm going to work out in this. I'm going to do this. And don't go. Or go for 3 days. Only 3 days. And stop. I'm going to have to cause a hissy fit. And somebody going to probably have to call me. Because I'm going to have to jump on you. You know what I mean? They're going to call the police. I'm going to have to jump on your head. Like, what was going on. Why the woman does just like, look, go, baby girl, if look for the ladies out there, if you are working out and you're doing your thing and you're about to say, I'm about to go work out, please start eat right first. Start eating right first. Get that more protein in. If you get it from peanuts or anything, you don't have to do only meat. But real quick, if you're about to go work out and you don't have to get all this stuff, go downstairs in your basement or wherever you hold your clothes at. Find some sweatpants that you don't like no more. You grab those. Or you can even grab some that you like. It don't matter. Grab two t-shirts if you're chubby and one t-shirt if you're not. Some good gym shoes. Go to the gym and go for what you know. Meet some people. Say, oh yeah, we gonna all go out and work out on these days. Meet some people that's in your weight class or not in your weight class. You don't want to meet the Buff Betty down at the corner squatting 350. I'm just saying, you don't want to meet her. Why you don't? Because she gonna be like, yo, you ain't squatting enough. Like, in that same voice though. I don't know why, but that's how Buff Betty sounds in my head. Don't meet her. Because you meet her, you're really gonna be working out for her. Maybe you wouldn't even have to get what's that person? Like, dang, the gym person that go crazy. Whatever the hell that person is. I never had one. But, that motivational person that be buff and they be like, yeah, we're gonna go crazy. And don't do that. Meet somebody around your same weight class or same exercise, your same fitness class, and you know, be like, hey, how you doing? Hey, what day you come here? Okay, cool, I'm gonna start coming here on that day. You know what I'm saying? We all gonna hang out. You know what I'm saying? How many times you come here? You know, chit chat, talk it up. You know why? Because the fact is, if you go shopping for all the workout clothes, now you got a buddy that you can go shopping with for all the workout clothes. And then after that, you both will go shopping for it, and one of y'all will make sure that y'all completing the goal. That's how it works. I think women need more motivation when it comes to stuff like that, because the fact is, as a man, I don't think we can give you that type of motivation. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to say it that way, and that's cool. But just don't go out there and do the first thing I was saying is going out there and just buying all that crazy. Just like, oh, look, a pink water bottle, a Hello Kitty headband. Yeah, all that stuff. And then be like, yeah, ain't even signed up to a gym membership. And before you sign your life away to a gym membership, go find that little gym that takes $5 a day. Something like that. Try that for a hot minute. The reason why is because you don't want to sign up for a gym membership, or even when they be like, well, sign now and it's free for today. No, they trying to get you, and this is how they get you right around this time. So I actually found a real good powerhouse gym on Grand River that I did my video at in Detroit, Grand River, and I can't even think of the other cross street. But Grand River Freeway, I don't know what freeway that is. They actually have the best deal I ever seen in my life. $100 down for 100 days. I said, what? $100 for 100 days. No credit card needed, no nothing. $100 for 100 days. Which is the best business thing I ever seen. Because the fact is, if you really think about it, I don't think a lot of people are going to go the whole 100 days. Not only just that, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm off work. Guess what? I'm about to go get buff. Not really buff. Just go get some of this fluff off me. I'm still going to be DJ Fluff by heart. But, you know, get some of this other fluff off. Fluff off. That's not like a marshmallow dissolver. Yo, just got that new Fluff Off Marshmallow Dissolver. Fluffoff.com. Okay, look, now I'm babbling. So I have to definitely go. I'm almost at my destination. I just had to really talk to you people today. Hopefully you feel good for yourself. Feel great and everything else. And check out the video on Nobody. Why? Because we ain't waiting on nobody to make us feel great. We're going to make it feel great ourselves. thank y'all for listening. Your boy DJ Flow 313. Ah, man, I love you, I swear. Well, see you next time, and we're talking about that Christmas gift soon as the next episode. Thank y'all.